Kaya FM Podcast. Saturdays with Jenny on Kaya FM 95.9.
And right now, let's go down to the Cape again. We've been wandering all over the place. We were speaking to Bruce Jack, who is a winemaker and he owns an estate, I suppose. He's also a poet. And, but I mean, I've just got this magazine of his, which I know I've heard about for a long time, and I've just got it, and I'm absolutely dumbfounded that somebody private, not in the world of sort of writing and producing and whatever, has done something as absolutely gorgeous and sophisticated as this. It's absolutely beautiful. But the reason we're talking to him, because he's just been nominated, or not him personally, but his wines, Bruce Jack Wines, have been nominated one of the world's most important wine brands. In fact, he comes 36 on the list. So we've been speaking about you, Bruce, and so welcome to Kaya FM.
Hey, Jenny, hi. How are you?
Hi there. No, I've just been introducing you and talking about your astonishing magazine. I really thought when you told me you were doing a magazine, it would be about six pieces of paper, you know, stuck together with with paper clips. And, I mean, my goodness me, what a beautiful production.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind.
So I'll read it through, and I'm sure I'm going to come back to you because it's going to take an age to read through. But now you have been successfully nominated, or your brand, Bruce Jack Wines, been nominated one of the world's most successful, or one of the world's most important wine brands. And I mean, you're sandwiched between Louis Latour and somewhere. There are only two South African wines nominated. One is Niederberg, which is a conglomeration. I mean, it's a big, you know, it's a big company. And then there's you, sort of, you know, just in the Overberg, and I don't want to downplay this, but I think this is the most incredible achievement.
Jenny, thank you very much. Well, I mean, yeah, Niederberg is obviously part of the big, when you say conglomerate, I mean, it's part of Distell, which is our biggest wine company in South Africa, and a really wonderful company it is. I have a lot of respect for them. I know sometimes people think big is ugly and soulless, but that isn't, you know, the truth is always a lot more complicated. And I think Niederberg is one of those brands which, wow, just to be on a list with them, never mind Louis Latour. And I think it's Chateau Mouton Rothschild is just above us. You know, I have a lot more respect for Niederberg, to be honest. I think just because they are an African brand. So, yeah, it's a wonderful thing. It's the world's most admired wine brands, I think. And, of course, in that word, admired, there are a whole lot of, I suppose, nuances. But I believe there are about 400 or 500 people who vote, and they each get 5 votes. And somehow we've managed to sneak onto this august and important list with all these huge names in the world of wine. So, yeah, it's a bit of a shock. I feel a bit cheeky being there. I mean, just in the South African context, there's so many more, you know, important brands in South Africa. So I think it's just a little bit of luck as well. But, you know, we'll take it. Any accolade in the wine industry, you take with and you embrace with open arms, and you hope that it helps, you know, keep your ship afloat.
I mean, I was just going through your wines that you do. And, I mean, the number of them did take me by surprise. I didn't know that you were producing so many wines. And I was trying to think, what is it about your brand that has excited international people? I mean, what is it about? And then I turned to the back of your magazine, I turned it over, and then I think everything that needs to be said about why you've been nominated is on the back of the magazine. Or do you think I'm wrong?
Well, I think one of the things that they talk about is innovation. And, you know, it's one of the things South Africa in general does better than other wineries around the world. And I think we have to be innovative. And so we forced to do that. We also, I think, because of our kind of poisonous history, we have to really focus on social upliftment. And we have always been world leaders in terms of environmental concerns in the wine industry. So You know, these are things that I think the rest of the world is kind of catching up to us with. I mean, we've led the world in these elements. And in terms of social upliftment, I mean, that, you know, we're the biggest producer of fair trade wine in the world, for example. And, you know, the organization we have in this country called WETA, which stands for Wine Industry Ethical Trade Agreement, was a first in the world looking at the injustices of the past and how we as an industry can, you know, make a difference in people's lives, particularly those on the farms. So the most marginalized and the poorest people in our value chain, how do we include them and sort of embracing what happened in the past and making it better for the future? You know, the kind of conditions that some people live and work in Europe in on wine farms is abhorrent. And, you know, and very little is being done about that. So that's a leading thing. The environment through our organization, IPW, which stands for the Integrated Production of Wine, is a world first looking at the environmental impact of any industry, but particularly an agricultural industry, is a very complex thing. And you know, we've been in, and it's a voluntary organization, and about 95% of all South African wine producers pay a levy and are voluntarily part of that organization that's been around since the mid-1990s, way ahead of anyone else in the world looking at environmental concerns around agriculture, and particularly in the wine industry. And then I think innovation, you know, we're at the bottom of Africa. You know, the Australians talk about the tyranny of distance. How do we remain relevant in a world that is so Eurocentric and the power base is north of us? Well, you know, you become innovative and you work harder. And I think, you know, that's a South African thing. And I think those are things we can be really proud of.
Yes. And I mean, I'm still looking at the back of the magazine, and you're striving to be carbon neutral by 2021. It is already 2021.
Unfortunately, COVID is both a convenient excuse and also a real problem. I mean, we really did suffer as an industry last year with the alcohol bans, and that's put, you know, a lot of those plans on the back burner. But we are pursuing it, and in fact, I think South African wineries can become carbon neutral a lot easier than others, just because of the way that we're set up. I mean, we because of IPW, we spray a lot less chemicals. And that's also the result of our wind. So we have the most windy wine region in the world, which means that, you know, you actually have healthier vines naturally. And I think the fact that we're planting trees all the time and looking after our environment anyway puts us ahead of the curve.
Sorry to interrupt you, because we are honestly and truly, we're just about out of time. So we need much longer, Bruce. So I would love to spend a bit more time with you and go through some of these things, because they really do interest me. But maybe I can leave people with a little bit of a thought, and you just say, at Bruce Jack, we stand for a few things. You've been taking us through some of them. If you don't care about the oceans, you've obviously never surfed. Cape Town's a good place to start. And I love that. And we talk to our vines and we play music to our barrels. Damn it. We've got to spend some time together. So,
thanks,
Bruce,
Jenny.
Thank
you so much for the shout out. It's wonderful. And I think I really appreciate everything that you're doing. You've got a wonderful program and a brilliant radio station. Thank you.
Thanks very much indeed, Bruce Jack. So go along to www.brucejack.co.za, see the wines and see some of the things that he is doing, he and his estate, and winner of one of the most important wine brands.
Saturdays with Jenny, every Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. on Kaya FM 95.9. Kaya FM podcast. Go to kayafm.co.za for more.